from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sets 2-month target to repair damaged hospital. Indonesia is ready to be the host of Olympia 2020. Indonesia is ready to be the host of Olympia 2032. Indonesia is ready to assist Japan to hold Olympia 2020. And all the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has set a target of 2 months to finish the repair of Mataram City Hospital, which was affected by the earthquake in Lombok recently, before ending his 2-day working visit to the province and returning to Jakarta. The president first reviewed the hospital renovation project. All activities at the hospital were forced to be moved to emergency tents in front of the Mataram City Hospital building after the earthquake. The president, who visited a number of emergency tents for the handling of the hospital patients, asked his staff to speed up the repair process. The head of state noted that the improvement of Mataram City Hospital and a number of other hospitals affected by the earthquake remained a priority as it involved the service of the earthquake-affected patients. The president also set the same target for repairs to damaged schools' buildings. Indonesian President Joko Widodo recently said that Indonesia will propose itself to be the host of Olympiad 2032. In response to the matter, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Imam Nahrawi, ensured that Indonesia is able to be the host of Olympiad 2032. Minister Imam Nahrawi told the press in Jakarta on Monday that Indonesia should be ready to be the host of the Olympiad because seeing from the number of Asian Games participants, which was larger compared to the Olympiad. In addition, Minister Imam Nahrawi said that Indonesia also has adequate infrastructures and qualified human resources. Indonesia indeed will prepare itself as the host of the Olympia 2032 since we have best venues in Jakarta, Palembang, West Java and other regions. We also have extraordinary human resources. Indonesia has experiences in committee. Thank God Indonesia gets appreciation from the international community. We have creative and excellent team. In quantity, the participants of the Olympiad are less than Asian Games. The Asian Games participant was around 15,000 athletes and officials, while the participants in the Olympic Games is only 7,000. It means we are really ready. Earlier, President Joko Widodo also conveyed Indonesia's desire to propose itself to be the host of the Olympia 2032 when met with President of the International Olympic Committee IOC Thomas Bach and President of the Olympic Council of Asia OCA Sheikh Ahmad Al-Fahad Al-Sabah at Bogor Palace, West Java on Saturday, September the 1st. Thomas Bach welcomed the desire and viewed that by the success of the implementation of the Asian Games 2018, Indonesia has met the requirements to hold the Olympiad successfully. In addition to Indonesia, India is also volunteered as the host of the Olympiad 2032. Indonesia has proud achievement when the country hosted the 18 Asian Games, and the appreciation has been sent to Indonesia from various parties, both from within and outside the country. Therefore, Indonesia volunteered itself to help Japan to prepare a grand event in the 2022 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. The assistance is in the form of creative worker and volunteer who have previously made success in the 2018 Asian Games. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi at the Ministry of Youth and Sports in Jakarta on Monday, September the 3rd. Our provision is to convince the international community that the Indonesian creative team's works were truly great and can boost the world. We have offered to the Japanese Minister of Sports in the meeting here. We said that if the Tokyo 2020 Olympic needs creative workers and volunteers, we are willing to do it, since Indonesia has become part of the world community. Around 30,000 Indonesian volunteers became one part of the highlighted during Asian Games 2018 grand event. The hard work of the volunteers, such as serving guests and athletes, answering questions, giving direction, until coordinating the arrival and departure of the athletes' buses, received appreciation from various sides. In addition, the creative team, which was led by Wisnu Tama, head of the Indonesian private television, has decided started how the world tournament should be implemented. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi said that his office is optimistic with pencaksilat achievement as traditional martial arts from Indonesia. The minister told journalists in Jakarta on Monday, September the 3rd, that pencaksilat will be competed again in Asian Games 2022, which will be held in Hangzhou, China. In addition, his office is still conducting communication with the Japanese government through National Olympic Committee, NOC, so as pencaksilat can be competed as exhibition sports in Tokyo Summer Olympiad 2020. We are optimistic by the achievement of the Asian Games that pencaksilat will be competed again in Asian Games 2022, and later it will be started in the exhibition of Tokyo Olympiad 2020. We conducted official correspondence and proposal to the Japanese government through National Olympic Committee. We officially propose in order that pencaksilat to be competed or exhibited in Olympic 2020. Separately, Secretary of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Gatot S. Dewa Broto, said there are some requirements for the desire that pencaksilat to be competed in the Olympiad. In addition, through exhibition, pencaksilat must also get official recognition from 18 member countries of National Olympic Committee. Therefore, the recognition is continued to be proposed to the International Olympic Committee, IOC. Pencaksilat was firstly competed in the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra. The sport gained much victory for Indonesia. The Indonesian athletes of pencaksilat secured 14 gold medals and 1 bronze in Asian Games 2018. It made Indonesia totally reach 31 gold medals and placed at the 4th position on the medal standings in the Asian Games 2018. The Central Bureau of Statistics noted that deflation, which occurred in August 2018, is 0.05%. The figure was inversely proportional compared to July 2018, which has inflation of 0.28%. Deflation in August 2018 is lower compared to that of the August 2017 year-on-year, amounting to 0.22%. Head of Central Bureau of Statistics Suharyanto said in a press statement in Jakarta on Monday, September the 3rd, that the current deflation is an encouraging achievement for the Indonesian government, since the number of deflation can influence the amount of inflation, which was targeted to 3.5% at the end of 2018. However, Suharyanto also warned the Indonesian government to stay alert on volatile food. In August 2018, deflation is 0.05. It is an encouraging situation. Generally, foodstuffs also has deflation in August. I have given a warning for year-on-year. According to the component, our total inflation is 3.20%. Good, under control. The target is 3.5%. But there is a warning on volatile food, volatile prices, and the main food is 4.97%. It means for the future, we need to be careful. Furthermore, Suharyanto said the deflation in August is the first deflation during 2018 after since the beginning of the year keeps experiencing inflation. He also explained that development of deflation in August 2018 with 0.05% caused the January-August 2018 inflation reach 2.13%. In the last 3 years, Indonesia has always noted the deflation trend. This is due to the decreasing of prices of goods after Idul Fitri period. Some commodities which become leading contributors of deflation is foodstuffs, with inflation figure is 1.10% and contributes to deflation of 0.24%. The Central Bureau of Statistics reported that the number of foreign tourists visited Indonesia in July were 1.54 million, or increased 12.10% compared to that of in July 2017. Head of Central Bureau of Statistics Suharyanto said in a press release in Jakarta on Monday, September 3rd, that the visit of foreign visitors in July 2018 increased because people in America and Europe are enjoying summer holiday. The number of visit of foreign visitors in July 2018 was encouraging, that reached 1.54 million people. It can be seen from the data, which significantly increased, and the movement followed previous trends in 2016-2017. There always occurred the increasing number of foreign tourists since the people in America and Europe are enjoying summer holidays. Compared from month to month, the number of foreign tourists increases to 16.57%. Suharyanto further said that the number of foreign tourists arrival in July 2018 was dominated by the arrival through air transportation, amounting to 1.06 million visitors. The number of foreign tourists increased 6% compared from July 2017. The highest percentage was achieved by Samratulangi International Airport in Manado, North Sulawesi, followed by Sultan Iskandar Muda Airport in Banda Aceh, and Minangkabau Airport in Padang, West Sumatra. And the last item, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Empowerment and Culture, Puan Maharani, said that there will be a torch relay prior to the implementation of the Asian Para Games 2018 in Jakarta on October 6 to 13 in 2018. The minister said in Jakarta on Monday, after coordination meeting of the implementation of the Asian Para Games, that the torch relay of Asian Games of the Asian Para Games 2018 will be started by taking fire on Mount Merapen, Grobogan, Cerro Java. Then the torch will be brought to 8 cities in Indonesia before arriving in Jakarta for procession of the opening ceremony. In the implementation of the Asian Para Games, there will be conducted torch in 8 cities, which is started on September 5, 2018. Like that of in Asian Games, the torch relay of Asian Para Games will also take fire on Mount Merapen, Grobogan, Cerro Java, then bring Sin Solo, Ternate, Makassar, and some other cities. Furthermore, Minister Puan said that the Asian Para Games 2018 will involve 2,800 athletes and 1,800 officials who will compete in 17 special sports for disabilities. Therefore, it is expected that there will be 500 foreign medias which will cover the event. The minister hoped the event will run smoothly and successfully. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sets 2-month target to repair damaged hospital. Indonesia is ready to be the host of the Olympia 2032. Indonesia is ready to assist Japan to hold Olympia 2020. And listener, that's the news.
Here, listener of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are, I'm Vegard Kolle, ambassador of Norway to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd anniversary of the Radio Republic Indonesia. Semoga sukses selalu. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Rupiah Weakening and Opportunity for Local Raw Materials. President Joko Widodo gathered his minister and officials in the economic field to discuss the rupiah weakening. The meeting took place at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday afternoon. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo asked his aides to explain to the public that the recent weakening of the rupiah against the US dollar was no warrant for national economy. Chairman of the Financial Service Authority, OJK, Wimbo Santoso, revealed this when asked by reporters about President Joko Widodo's direction in the meeting. Wimbo said that currently OJK, Bank Indonesia and the government had preferred the step to be taken in anticipating the weakening of rupiah by strengthening export to various countries. In addition, the government will also reduce imports of unnecessary goods. Quoting Bloomberg, on Monday, the rupiah opened at 14,745 per US dollar. It was weakening compared to the previous trading closing figure of 40,710 rupiah per US dollar. If calculated from the beginning of the year, the rupiah weakened 9.03%. What's interesting about Wimbo's statement is that the government plans to reduce the imports of unnecessary goods. According to the Central Statistics Agency BPS, during January-July this year, the imports of consumer goods recorded $9.9 billion, up 27.03% compared to the same period last year, while at the same time imports of raw or supporting material rose 22.9%. Considering that Indonesia is rich in natural resources, the reduction in the imports of unnecessary goods can refer to the import of raw or supporting materials. Strengthening the exchange rate of US dollar against the rupiah can provide an opportunity for increasing use of local raw materials. The price of local raw materials, which has been considered more expensive, may be equivalent or even cheaper compared to the imported raw materials. The strengthening of US dollar has the opportunity to make a comparison of local and imported raw material prices to adjust. Raw materials for the leader, plastic and chemical industries, make domestically are a logical choice for businesses because they are bought with, as you said, they are bought with rupiah. The strengthening of the US dollar has reduced the competitiveness of imported raw materials in terms of prices. This situation can be used as an opportunity for domestic producers to produce goods with cheaper local raw materials. Then the community can have high purchasing power to buy goods in cheaper prices compared to imported goods whose prices are affected by the strengthening of the US dollar. For the government, this will make imports to reduce imports. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I start with September the 4th, 1998. Google is founded. Google Incorporation is a United States multinational company engaged in internet services and products. These products include search technology, web computing, software, and network advertising. Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin while still postgraduate students at Stanford University. They both hold 16% of the company's share. They made Google a private company on September 4, 1998. The company's mission is to collect world information and make it accessible and useful by everyone. Turning to September 4, 2003, President Megawati Soekarnoputri launches National Customer Day. Indonesian National Customer Day was first coined by a marketing consultant from Frontier Consulting Group, Handi Irawan, in 2003. The initial idea was because Handi saw the obligation to serve customers had not been fully implemented by many companies. As written on the website, it might be because the position of the company is always above the customer. it could also be because they could never understand the customer. The handy idea was then accepted nationally and became the National Customer Day, which is commemorated every September the 4th, with Indonesian customer smile as the logo. The essence of National Customer Day is to remind every business person to be closer to their customers and understand customers' needs. I'll end with London Conference establishes 4 September 2004 International Hijab Solidarity Day. In early 2000, the British government, precisely in London, made a prohibition for students or anyone to wear religious symbols of any kind, including hijab, in public places. As a result of these regulations, a wave of protests took place, especially by Muslim women who were obliged to cover their body, including hair. From these major riots and protests, the London 4th September 2004 conference was held, attended by 300 delegates from 102 organizations in the United Kingdom and 35 other countries. The result is that Muslim women are allowed to keep wearing the hijab in public. That date was finally determined by many parties as the World Hijab Solidarity Day. This commemoration encourages women around the world not to be afraid anymore to determine their choice of attire. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. For today's edition in My Indonesia, the title is Pancasila is the core values of mutual cooperation. The democracy adopted by the Indonesian people at this time must have a direction and guidance. Indonesian founding fathers have agreed that the guiding star in the community is Pancasila. Even Pancasila principle, if they are united, become one principle, mutual cooperation. The foundation of Indonesian nation to build a civilized democracy must be based on the values of mutual cooperation. As stated by legal and political observer of Tanjung Pura University, Garuda Wikos, as quoted by tribune.co.id. He perceives that the value of mutual cooperation is important to be earned by Indonesian people, and the spirit of togetherness must be continued to be nurtured. He also remarked that it's necessary to hold firmly the values as the philosophy and the basis of the state in facing the political dynamics and escalation. Garuda Wikos added that the Indonesian nation should not be divided because of a political agenda. The Indonesian nation must continue to maintain its existence as a nation. Meanwhile, Rector of the Muhammadiyah University, Jakarta, Saiful Bahri, as quoted by Merdeka.com, said in Jakarta that Pancasila is the glue of national unity under the slogan Unity in Diversity, which can no longer be challenged. He explained that Pancasila is final as an ideology and a way of living nation and state, and it had been accepted as a way to unite various diversity in Indonesia since independence until the present millennial era. According to Saiful, if Pancasila has become an ideology in the constitution, it will be maintained, and it has been implemented for 73 years in Indonesia. Moreover, the determination of Pancasila as the basis of the state has gone through an in-depth discussion process by the founders of the nation and religious leaders in Indonesia. Saiful Bahri also explained that currently the task of Indonesian people is to purely carry out the values of Pancasila. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has set a target of 2 months to finish the repair of Mataram City Hospital, which was affected by the earthquake in Lombok recently. Indonesian President Joko Widodo recently said that Indonesia will propose itself to be the host of the Olympia 2032. Indonesia has proud achievement when the country hosted the 18 Asian Games. The appreciation has been sent to Indonesia from various parties, both from within and outside the country. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi said that his office is optimistic with Pencaksilat achievement as traditional martial art from Indonesia. The Central Bureau of Statistics noted that the deflation which occurred in August 2018 was 0.05%. And the last item, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Empowerment and Culture Puan Maharani said that there will be a torch relay prior to the implementation of the Asian Para Games 2018 in Jakarta, scheduled to be held on October the 6th and the 13th, 2018. And listener, that's News in Brief.
Swadika, my name is Veeraj Sakon Pan. I'm Director of Radio Thailand World Service. Happy 73rd anniversary of Radio Republic of Indonesia. May our two cooperation on radio will last forever.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in conversation. Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, sudah minum obat, or in English, have you taken medicine? Next, I will give a conversation example, sudah minum obat, or in English, have you taken medicine? Tony is sick. Endah noticed Tony hadn't taken medicine, so Endah asked Tony, sudah minum obat? And Tony answered, oh ya, belum. Endah, minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh. Tony, ya, terima kasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, sudah minum obat, which means, have you taken medicine? I will say the words 2 times and you can repeat after me. Sudah minum obat. Sudah minum obat, which means, have you taken the medicine? Oh iya belum. Oh iya belum, which means oh no, I haven't. Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh. Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh, which means take the medicine first so you'll get well soon. Ya, makasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. Ya, terima kasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya, which means okay, thanks for reminding me. In Indonesian conversations, if you want to ask whether someone has done something or not, you start the question with the word sudah, and then followed by a verb. Apakah Anda sudah minum obat? Apakah Anda sudah minum obat, which means have you taken the medicine? Apakah Bapak sudah makan? Apakah Bapak sudah makan, which means have you eaten, sir? Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh, which means take the medicine first so you'll get well soon. The word biar, which means so, in this context, the expression is the same as agar and supaya, which means in order to or so that. However, the word is only used in Indonesian conversations only. Example, kamu harus berolahraga biar sehat. Kamu harus berolahraga biar sehat, which means you have to exercise to be healthy. Saya harus belajar biar lulus ujian. Saya harus belajar biar lulus ujian, which means I have to study to pass the exam. Before ending, mari belajar bahasa Indonesia or let's learn bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to examples of conversation once again. Sudah minum obat? Oh iya, belum. Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh. Ya, makasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. After listening to the above conversation about sudah minum obat, which means have you taken the medicine, I will give you an exercise related to the words you have learned so far. The exercise this time is to describe your work by mentioning your name, profession, place of work, when you work, namely days, working hours, and rest hours. Example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan. Saya bekerja di Surat Kabar Sinar Pagi. Saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat, mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai pukul 1 siang. That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Let's meet again tomorrow with a different topic. As an exercise, send your voice recordings in Indonesian to email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be attractive packages for lucky listeners to be announced in November 2018. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are, I am Waleed Al-Hadid, ambassador of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd anniversary for Radio Republic Indonesia. All the best in the years to come.
revolusi Dumetul ar kami pertiwe Sekali di udara tetapi udara
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in conversation. Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI, Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, sudah minum obat? Or in English, have you taken medicine? Next, I will give a conversation example. Sudah minum obat? Or in English, have you taken medicine? Tony is sick. Endah noticed Tony hadn't taken medicine. So, Endah asked Tony, sudah minum obat? And Tony answered, oh ya, belum. Endah, minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh. Tony, ya, terima kasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, sudah minum obat, which means, have you taken medicine? I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Sudah minum obat. Sudah minum obat, which means, have you taken the medicine? Oh, iya, belum. Oh, iya, belum, which means, oh, no, I haven't. Minum obat dulu, biar cepat sembuh. Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh, which means take the medicine first so you'll get well soon. Ya, makasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. Ya, terima kasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya, which means okay, thanks for reminding me. In Indonesian conversations, if you want to ask whether someone has done something or not, you start the question with the word sudah, and then followed by a verb. Apakah Anda sudah minum obat? Apakah Anda sudah minum obat? Which means, have you taken the medicine? Apakah Bapak sudah makan? Apakah Bapak sudah makan? Which means, have you eaten, sir? Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh, which means take the medicine first so you'll get well soon. The word biar, biar which means so, in this context the expression is the same as agar and supaya which means in order to or so that. However, the word is only used in Indonesian conversations only. Example, kamu harus berolahraga biar sehat. Kamu harus berolahraga biar sehat, which means you have to exercise to be healthy. Saya harus belajar biar lulus ujian. Saya harus belajar biar lulus ujian, which means I have to study to pass the exam. Before ending, mari belajar bahasa Indonesia or let's learn bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to examples of conversation once again. Sudah minum obat? Oh iya, belum. Minum obat dulu biar cepat sembuh. Ya, makasih kamu sudah mengingatkan saya. After listening to the above conversation about sudah minum obat which means have you taken the medicine, I will give you an exercise related to the words you have learned so far. The exercise this time is to describe your work by mentioning your name, profession, place of work, when you work, namely days, working hours, and rest hours. Example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan. Saya bekerja di Surat Kabar Sinar Pagi. saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai pukul 1 siang. That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Let's meet again tomorrow with a different topic. As an exercise, send your voice recordings in Indonesian to email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be attractive packages for lucky listeners to be announced in November 2018. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kewur Uwi Ritual from East Nusa Tenggara. So, stay tuned. Listener, Uwi is kind of sweet potatoes with a white color. The crop is popular in East Nusa Tenggara. Before the rice was familiar among people in the region, farmers firstly known uwi as staple food. As the staple food, local people initially processed wild uwi that growing in the forest. Nowadays, farmers planting uwi spread widely in the field of Manggarai Raya villages. Besides as the staple food, uwi is also used as the main material of Kewur Uwi Ritual. Listener, Kewur Uwi Ritual is an annual ritual inherited from ancestor in the whole residence in Pawa, Manggarai Raya. Kewur Uwi Ritual or Tapa Uwi is the sign of the beginning of harvesting rice fields spread on the slopes and hills around the village. The rice cannot be harvested before the farmers implemented Kewur Uwi Ritual. All farmers in South Eller sub-district always obey the ritual. Kewur Uwi Ritual is held annually in April on agricultural calendar of the residents. The massive ritual is held in all villages in South Eller sub-district. The local residents only holds the ritual for one day from house to house. Listener, during the performance Kewur Uwi Ritual, the uwi or sweet potato is baked to serve. Not only Kewur Uwi, the local residents also serve Gan Rupang. Gan Rupang is a food wrapped by young bamboo leaves. Rupang is a traditional food from various tribes in South Eller. Before the people eat uwi and rupang, the tribe leader will pray for the foods. During Kewur Uwi ritual lasted, women are forbidden, only men are allowed to eat. The local residents are also forbidden to beat the drum and gong at the local traditional house. Beating drums and gongs can be done if the ritual is finished. Listener, Kewur Uwi ritual is also the heritage of people in South Eller to respect the universe, ancestors, and the creator of life who provides staple food for the local residents before they know rice. The rituals in East Manggarai are actually related to nature, ancestor, and the creator. The ritual continues to be preserved and even become a tourist attraction in Manggarai Raya until nowadays. Thank you. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for Today featuring Kewur Uwi Ritual from Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara Province. I'm Putri Safitri Ardila. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in a conversation. Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is sakit perut or stomach ache. Next is an example of a conversation on sakit perut or stomach ache. Tony is sick. He is taken by Joko to see a doctor. Tony is in the examination room. Doctor: Selamat siang. Kenapa, Mas? Tony: Siang, Dok. Saya sakit perut dan mual. Doctor: Buang air terus tidak? Tony: Ya, hari ini sudah 4 kali. Doctor: Oh, silahkan berbaring di sana, saya akan memeriksa Anda. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is sakit perut or stomach ache. Kenapa, Mas? Which means, what's the problem? Saya sakit perut dan mual, which means I have stomach aches and nausea. Buang air terus tidak, which means are you having diarrhea? Ya, hari ini sudah 4 kali, which means yes, today it has been 4 times already. Silakan berbaring di sana. Silakan berbaring di sana, which means please lie down there. Saya akan memeriksa Anda. Saya akan memeriksa Anda, which means I will check on you. In the dialogue, you heard the doctor ask, "Kenapa, Mas?" Kenapa, Mas? Which means, what's the problem? The word kenapa, kenapa, which literally means why, is used to ask reason or cause of something. Example of the use of the question word kenapa. Kenapa kamu terlambat? Kenapa kamu terlambat? Which means, why are you late? Kenapa kamu sakit perut? Kenapa kamu sakit perut, which means why are you having a stomach ache? The question word kenapa is only used in casual conversation. For official use or in writing, the question used is mengapa. Mengapa, which means also why. Example: Mengapa Anda belajar bahasa Indonesia? Mengapa Anda belajar bahasa Indonesia, which means why do you learn Indonesian? Here are examples of your complaints. Saya pusing. Saya pusing, which means I am dizzy or have a headache. Saya demam. Saya demam, which means I have a fever. Perut saya sakit. Perut saya sakit, which means my stomach hurts or aches. Saya merasa mual. Saya merasa mual, which means I feel nauseous. Saya batuk terus menerus. Saya batuk terus menerus, which means I cough continuously. Before ending, let's learn Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again. Selamat siang, kenapa mas? Siang dok, saya sakit perut dan mual. Buang air terus tidak? Ya, hari ini sudah 4 kali. Oh, silahkan berbaring di sana, saya akan memeriksa Anda. After listening to the conversation about sakit perut or stomach ache, I will give you some exercises which relate to the words that you have learned so far. The exercise this time is to describe your work by mentioning your name, profession, place of work, when you work, namely days, working hours, and rest hours. Example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan. Saya bekerja di Surat Kabar Sinar Pagi. Saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai pukul 1 siang. Please send your voice recordings in Indonesian to email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be an attractive package for lucky listeners to be announced in November 2018. That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Let's meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, and a traditional or modern one. In today's edition, I will present Malay songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Laksamana Raja di Laut, sung by Iyeth Bustami. Happy listening!
Aku dendangkan
Listener, you've just listened to the Malay song entitled Laksamana Raja di Laut. The song's lyric is so poetic, while Malay poem drag in some verses of the song. The music is quite enchanted to dance. Laksamana Raja di Laut is included in the fourth album of Iyeth Bustami entitled Zapindut. The song was popular in 2004. Through the song, Iyeth Bustami is getting more popular in Indonesian music industry. Coming up next, we'll play another Malay song of Iyeth Bustami entitled Tanjung Katung. The lyric consists of rhythmical poems. The song Tanjung Katung contains good advices. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Tanjung Katung by Iyeth Bustami. Happy listening!
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia Time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.